Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The man, the myth, the legend that is Ira Winderman from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter at Ira Heatbeat and catch his exceptional work at your doorstep or, of course, online at sunsentinel.com. Ira, good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Oh, but I'm almost laughing at this whole Heat reunion tour where it just seems as free agency has slowed down a little. We're getting LeBron James. We're getting Dwayne Wade. I don't know if I'd say being trolled by Dion Waiters, but maybe being courted by Dion Waiters. And it just is interesting because, as I know when I heard you on the first two segments saying the absurdity of it all, and yet I think there remains a degree of affection from just about every player who has moved on from the Heat, whether it's overt like it is with someone with Dwayne Wade or whether it's even reserved like it is with LeBron James, at least appreciating what the Heat did for his career as well.
Well, maybe what they appreciate is that now they figure out that Chicago and Cleveland are a bunch of clown shows, and then they figure out, well, you know what? Riley may have his, you know, his quirks, but that's a real professional organization from top to bottom, and they're doing things the right way more often than not, where now I look at Chicago here for a year. Wow, I never saw anything like this in Miami. Oh, I'm back in Cleveland. Now I remind myself why I left to go to Miami. So now they're finding out because in the end, Dan Gilbert was, you know, quiet for only so long. Now he's starting to show his true colors with everything that happened with with Griffin and then with Chauncey and then everything else that's gone on, with the team. I would imagine that they're now getting a taste of, you know what, that's a real organization, say what you want.
No, I think you're spot on. And again, the place you just went to, I think, is the perfect analogy, and that's the general manager situation. How we all know by now, Dan Gilbert has never rehired once contracts expired a general manager, has insisted on paying below market price, which cost him Chauncey Billups. So let's look at LeBron first right now. Okay, LeBron comes down to South Florida. You already read that his Instagram posts and how he basically trolled the Cavaliers and Cavaliers fans. We know about being tormented living down here and going through that. But look at Cleveland. They didn't have a general manager going through the draft process or going through the trade process. So first, LeBron sees David Griffin, who really put together a championship-level roster, walk out the door. Then Carmelo comes on the market, and the Rockets have been unbelievably aggressive trying to get him, and Cleveland doesn't even have someone who technically can pick up the phone and see if that could be a possibility of joining LeBron in Cleveland. Say what you want about LeBron and his differences in the way he treated Andy Ellisberg and Pat Riley, but there's that consistency in Miami. If you need to get in touch with the Heat, you call Andy, you call Pat Riley, you call Nick Harrison, you call Adam Simon, and here's the deal, O, and you call them for the last two decades. That's the difference. That's stability. That's continuity. You know, oh, you know from our changing radio and newspaper landscapes,
all people
want is stability of showing up to work day after day, week after week, month after month, and knowing, okay, these are the rules of the workplace. These are the people I work for. I can learn how to work with them and work for them. That's what LeBron doesn't have, but it's so different, the two of these. Dion Waiters is having fun with Dwayne Wade. Dion Waiters is showing that, hey, even though I have more confidence than any human being who ever lived, I respect that Dwayne Wade is and will forever be the greatest shooting guard in the history of the Miami Heat. I'm going to respect him. LeBron, and you were spot on in the first segment when you said, what he's doing to these Cavaliers fans is just wrong. These people adore him. These people embraced him when he came back. These people gave him a parade, honestly, like no other that we've seen in recent years. And what does he do his first time away from Cleveland in the offseason? He sort of puts a pit in their stomach of, oh no, here we go again. That's the difference, as you know, in South Florida. Oh, we move on with our lives. We go to the beach. We enjoy Lincoln Road. We have so much more down here. In Cleveland, hey, you've seen the Browns.
Yes.
It's the Cavaliers or nothing. I honestly never thought I'd say this, that you would hear it coming from my mouth on WQAM. but I actually feel bad for Cavaliers fans.
I do too, actually. I thought about that this weekend, and I felt, when I saw that post, that's the first thing I said. I even said it on my Sirius show over the weekend, that I felt bad for Cavaliers fans, because nobody deserves this, man. And it's insensitive to the highest degree. You were insensitive to the people in Miami when you were leaving. You were insensitive to the people in Cleveland the first time around. And it's like you don't learn. There's no lesson to be learned, because he doesn't care, clearly, because when you continue to make it, you know, to do it this way, it's habitual. It's like it's below you to worry about the fans, and because he really doesn't worry about the fans. He didn't worry the first time. He didn't worry about Miami. And he's not worried again about what he's doing to the Cleveland fans.
And that's the difference. He is Cleveland basketball. For example, people have asked me, well, what about Dwayne retweeting all of Deion's posts about he'd love to have him back in Miami? I don't mean this in a bad way. Dwayne Wade is born and bred and lived and grew and raised in Chicago and all that, and I understand that. But he's no more a Bull than he's any other team in the NBA. The iconic Bulls are Jordan and Pippen.
That's right.
And they're championship players. If Dwayne Wade leaves, people don't look at it in Chicago as, man, he walked out the door on us. No, he barely got in the door in the first place, finished 41-41, snuck in and was eliminated in the first round of playoffs. There would be no bitter taste in the mouth of Bulls fans. As a matter of fact, I think Bulls fans would rather play their young players
exactly.
And have them with more time to develop than necessarily have Dwayne playing out for that full $24.3 million. Or so you have that going into play also. I think that's the difference between that and LeBron. So I think what Deion is doing is not disrespectful to Bulls fan. He's just having some fun. I got to tell you, I was going to do nothing with those two LeBron posts. But as you know, everything LeBron does is calculated.
Exactly.
You said this earlier. There is no accidental LeBron. I believe people like you and I, my son has pointed this out to me, will accidentally like the tweet and not realize it. You put the cursor over something, all of a sudden someone goes, hey, Ira, how did you like this? You know, and you realize, ooh, I goofed. LeBron doesn't goof. Those were well thought out Instagram posts where you have to take the picture, you have to write the caption, you have to click send, you have to post it, and then you follow it up with another one. That's the difference right there. Everything there has a message, which is why you began your show interpreting it. Myself, Miami Herald, the other papers made sure to make note of what LeBron did, because with LeBron, there is always a subtext as well.
Yeah, there's always an agenda. There's always an agenda with hidden smiling faces. With hidden agendas, and
yeah.
that's he is the most passive aggressive guy in the world.
You're spot on, and that's even what Brian Windhorst told me when LeBron first came and when LeBron left, and Brian's written that. That's exactly what LeBron is that passive aggression. Wait a minute. You love Pat Riley, but you can't stop watching a soccer game when he comes to your hotel in Las Vegas to tell him you're leaving. You love Pat Riley and Mickey Arison for giving you two championships and your best friend Dwayne Wade, but you let them go ahead and draft Shabazz Napier. You let them go ahead and sign Josh McRoberts and Danny Granger and then let them know after the fact. That's passive aggressive. It's one thing just to say it has been a great four-year run. I'm going home. I'm moving on because you know what, Pat and Andy? Right now, Kyrie Irving's better than Dwayne. And right now, Kevin Love is in a better position career-wise than Chris Bosh. That's what you do. Or you can be passive-aggressive. We've seen that pattern now for years.
Now it's time, Ira, to bring something up that might piss off the Heat Nation a little bit, especially Dwayne Wade fans.
Okay.
And I'm going to run this by you. People are now talking about, well, if Dwayne Wade somehow gets a release, you know, from his contract middle of the season, a little later, and he can join a playoff team and Miami is in the running and they still have their exemption, maybe Miami can use their exemption and bring Wade in if he does get released. Here's my problem with that. I don't know if I want Wade around some of these young guys, including Deion Waiters. After his Gabby and LeBron influence and bitch, get me my money and all this other crap,
mm-hmm.
I, you know, it's this whole thing about bringing him back, and you know, it's our guy, and I love Dwayne Wade. He's my favorite player, but sometimes oil and water just doesn't mix. And
I don't know
if I really want Wade back in these kind of terms, in that kind of way, because I'm not, maybe he rises above it, and maybe I'm wrong, but the fact that I might be right, and then that creates a problem, I don't know if I want that, because I like the team I saw last year. They want to play with each other. They want to play together. I don't need another voice influencing it when Eric Spoelstra's voice has done enough influencing right now in that locker room.
And this is what I wrote in my Sunday column, and I just put back in the Dion Waiter story I just posted now at sunsentinel.com. Fred Hoiberg believes that Dwayne Wade can take on a, quote, Udonis Haslam type of role. Oh, if he can do that, whether it's in Chicago with their younger players and they drafted and getting Zach LaVine, or in Miami, I have no problem with it.
I think, by the way, Denver wanted him in that kind of role too, right? Because they had so many young guys.
And that was the thing. He was going to be there. He was going to be the secondary guy with Mike Miller there. If he could do that, you would agree with this. Oh, we could debate whether he deserves a roster spot, but you would agree with this concept. Udonis Haslam has never gotten in the way of growth of players.
Amen.
Or the message of Coach Eric Spoelstra. You agree with that, right?
I think he magnifies that message in
there.
That's
what I was going to say. He compliments or something. Is Dwayne Wade ready for that? Let's face it, Dwayne had a pretty good season.
Yeah.
He didn't have a Dwayne Wade level season type season last year, but he was still a very representative NBA shooting guard.
Mm-hmm.
Is he ready to step down? Udonis Haslam played 3 games over the second half of last season. So if Dion Waiters and Tyler Johnson and Goran Dragic and Josh Richardson and Wayne Ellington are here, would Dwayne Wade be willing to go a week and maybe just appear in one game? Would Dwayne Wade, if Dion Waiters is injured, be able to immediately move into the starting lineup and be a fill-in? That's part of it. Part number two is this. Your caller mentioned this earlier, the Tyler Johnson contract,
mm-hmm.
cap flexibility going forward. Maybe Tyler gets moved. That creates some space. This summer, second week in August, I believe, Josh Richardson has a window for a 4-year, $43 million contract. Do the Heat extend him? If they do, it really would close the door on a Dwayne.
But that's a really cheap deal for Miami, actually.
But it's still a deal you play a guy on. You don't give a guy $11 million and not play him. So that's the thing is, what is Dwayne ready for? That's what we don't know. The difference is, Dwayne will sit in a room with Pat Riley and Mickey Arison and Nick Arison that LeBron wouldn't. And if Pat Riley spells it out, okay, Dwayne, I know that you told the Bulls you'll give back $5 million and you'll take our $4.3 million exception. We'll give it to you over 2 years. That'll give you about another $10 million. But do you understand that I'm starting Dion and Goran? That's non-negotiable. Do you understand that very well my first two wings off the bench will be Tyler and Josh? If there is an injury, you might start. If the guys are healthy, you might not play. And yes, I might still call on your magic late in the game to come in and create a moment. Are you okay with that? Can you be like Udonis and be a strong voice and still live in South Florida and do all that? I'd have to know that ahead of time. I don't know if Dwayne is ready for that. Oh, that's a tough transition for any of us. For me, from going to being a beat writer to be a general assignment guy, from you doing a prime day part to being overnight guy. When someone asks you, hey, you're in your golden years, do you want to do it? That's what Dwayne has to decide. That's what I don't know about Dwayne Wade right now. Does Dwayne look at himself as a elder statesman like Udonis? Or is Dwayne the kicking out the door, you know, splitting image, which I think he is, of Kobe Bryant during those final 2 years with the Lakers?
Well, I would have to say the latter, because remember, he just recently tweeted out his stats and all that,
mm-hmm.
and pretty good for whatever, a 30-something-year-old. And
yes.
I would be worth millions if I was, or getting a $50 million contract if I was 24 or something
yes,
like that.
Numbers. Yes, so, he pointed that out also.
So to me, ego is still there for Dwayne Wade. And while that ego is still there, I don't know if you can keep it quiet and under wraps.
Yeah, but think about what he's going to be going through this year in Chicago. Which is worse? to be in Miami with limited minutes in your legacy franchise where your number will be raised to the rafters, and heck, I might break precedent and do it while he's still playing to honor him to that degree, so then you can cycle back to Chris Bosh in due time and do it that way and give him anything he wants, or have him in Chicago on a lottery team that Gar Forman spoke about this in Las Vegas, the general manager. They're going to be a 20-win team this year. They are going to be god-awful. Does Dwayne want to go through that like Kobe did just so he can have, let's say, 5 30-point games this year and still sort of put it back in your face, I've still got it no matter what's going on? Being in a losing situation, remember last time the Heat were just decrepit? Remember the year that they tanked for Michael Beasley?
Yeah.
And that Dwayne basically said, okay, I'm shutting it down for the season. My knee is bad. I'm getting healthy. He wanted no part of that 15-67 season when they wound up with the number two pick. So he has to look at his reality in Chicago also and saying, yes, my kids are in school. I moved them once. We do like Chicago. This is where my family is. There is that side of the coin, and I'm getting that good contract. Or does he have to say to himself, this is going to be a really difficult year, and I'd rather not do it with snow and bad weather, so at least I could sit out on my patio every day and enjoy South Florida weather. This thing will hit ahead before the start of the season, no matter what Bulls management is saying, no matter what Dwayne Wade is saying, because there's some very aggressive personalities involved.
No, I'm listen, everything you said makes sense. I mean, he would rather, I would think common sense says you'd rather be here in an environment that he knows and he can trust and be a pillar of stability for the franchise in the background like UD has. Now, but the question is, will that ego let him do that? Will he be willing to do that? And that's the part where you might be rolling the dice.
Except everyone who wanted to make their peace with Pat made it. Think about this. After it got ugly with Pat, Dwayne was very cordial toward Pat when he came back for the game last year. He moved past it. Think of what just happened. Chris Bosh finally kissed and made up with the Heat, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they waved him that wonderful full-page ad in the Miami Herald and on his website and some of the posts he posts and the Heat did. So anyone who wants to come full circle with the Heat, and we've seen
Shaq.
So many times, Shaq comes back, number retired. I think the number is now 12 or 15 of players who played on the Heat and years later returned. Bimbo Coles, Eddie Howe, Steve Smith. Pat Riley's very loyal that way also. So what I would say about this, the two names we've spoken about today, that's the difference. I think Dwayne Wade would be willing to come full circle much more with Pat Riley and not let ego get in the way than LeBron James would, where with LeBron it would always still have to be on his terms. Once I saw what Dwayne did coming back last year, moving past his differences with Pat, once I saw what happened with Chris Bosh in these last 2 weeks, yeah, I think the Dwayne Wade thing could have legs, and I fully expect Mark Hochman to be wearing his Dwayne Wade jersey for the next several weeks.
There you go. All right, follow him on Twitter at Ira Heatbeat. As always, catch his work at your doorstep or at the Sun Sentinel website. Ira, you be good out there and be safe in your travels, my friend.
I'm going to keep getting the reunion going here, so we're bringing back the band, and if Ray Allen runs by the arena, I'll snag him in there also.
There you go. Good stuff.
Thanks, guys.
Love it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.